Thank you for downloading the Container Market Report from Coracle Online and GFI for February the 13th, 2012. This report will look at the derivative and physical markets.
This podcast is sponsored by MoseyPro. When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports every single week? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. MoseyPro backs up Windows, PCs, Macs and servers for over 70,000 organisations from small businesses and large companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, Accenture and Subway Restaurants. MoseyPro is also the backup solution for non-profits and educational institutions like Stanford University, the Yale School of Management and many more. If your business is not backed up with MoseyPro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com. That's MoseyPro.com.
Starting with the paper market and the Shanghai Northwest Europe route, and March prices gained $58 this week, supported by increased buying interests, suggesting that only 7.7% of the average $750 rate increase announced by carriers will be implemented. Overall, the value of the prompt months, February through to June, rose on average by $23 over the course of the week, which would fall below carriers' hopes of restoring rates to above sustainable levels. On the Shanghai US West Coast route, the curve remained largely unchanged, with most of the spotlight on the Asia-Europe route. However, with the TSA announcing a significant rate restoration program on the Trans-Pacific trade lane, we saw the curve pick up slightly in value. This would reflect the lack of confidence of market participants to see a successful GRI be implemented on the 15th of March, given there is still overcapacity. For the US shippers who are currently going into tendering their annual contracts for the 2012-13 period, it is worthwhile pointing out that freight rates for May 2012 through to April 2013 in the paper market is trading at $1,816 per FEU, a 0.4% discount to the current spot rate. If the proposed rate increases by the TSA go through, rates will be $2,624 by May, which is a 44% premium to spot. The combination of a floating rate or index-linked service contract and hedging using container derivatives, effectively locking in a fixed rate for the duration of the contract, not only removes an element of price risk, but allows shippers to plan and budget for their freight rate exposure. If we turn to the physical market and the Asia-Europe route, and since Hapag-Lloyd announced their rate increase of $750 per TEU 2 weeks ago, carriers have been lining up to jump aboard the GRI train. Not since the final days of the FEFC have we seen such a bold and unified approach to pushing market rates up. Whether it be through straight freight rate increases or through a combination of GRI and emergency bunker surcharges, the net effect is the same. Carriers look set to claw back some of the much-needed revenue that's been slipping through their fingers for the past 2 years. The question on everyone's lips, however, is, will it stick? Skeptics are quick to point out that following the Christmas New Year surge in volume, general pickup of cargo is slow. It is yet to be seen whether carriers will hold their nerve or not. However, all it takes is for one domino to topple. Others believe that with the support of the MVOs, the GRI will stand. Carriers are now in the position where they absolutely have to push for meaningful rate increases, as it's only the bigger players that can sustain the losses currently being made on each container shipped. Consolidation of carriers in the market would certainly bring more stability to the rate, but would ultimately upset the already delicate shipper-to-carrier balance further. On the Trans-Pacific route, and the most recent announcement by the Trans-Pacific Stabilisation Agreement, the TSA, came as no surprise to many, and similar to the rate increases on the Asia-Europe trade lane, many believed this to be a bit too opportunistic, if not comical, as one of our contacts said. The proposed 2012-13 revenue programme is made up of a GRI of $300 per FEU, effective from the 15th of March, and then further rate increases of minimum $500 per FEU for cargo to the US West Coast and minimum $700 per FEU for cargo to the US East Coast. With the TPM Long Beach Conference just days before the rate increase guidelines come into effect, it should provide for some interesting discussions. Speaking to contacts in Asia, volumes have been falling post-Chinese New Year, and capacity will be brought back post the blank sailings during the Chinese New Year holidays. Carriers were successful to implement the RRI, Rate Restoration Initiative, earlier in January, and whilst the first round of GRIs in March may well go through, many people are sceptical as to how long it could last, given there is still a demand-supply imbalance in the market. Thanks for listening.